Live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have George Earl. He's the head volunteer over there at Marshfield Community Christmas. Good morning, George. How are you today?
Good morning, Chris. I'm fine. And now that Thanksgiving is over.
Now, let the madness or the, let the, you know what? Let's rephrase that. Let the goodness begin, because that's what Marshfield Community Christmas is. And for people that are not familiar with this, tell us about your wonderful organization.
It started back in 1979, and last year we did 202 families, 503 children. We take care of families at Christmas time, families that are having hard times, and with the way things are right now, it's going to be the same thing again this year. Right now, donations are really behind, and again, we're going to have a no-person contact because of these viruses that are hanging around, and if people would like to donate, they can Marshfield Community Christmas, P.O. Box 713, Marshfield, Mass. 02050, or they can call us at 781-837-8405. The answering machine is all hooked up there. Now, I set up by the fairgrounds, Gate B. The Kiwanis organization is selling their Christmas trees there. You can't miss coming in there. I've set up with our sign. There's a metal box there with applications and a mailbox with donations in. We're accepting mainly money donations and gift cards only this year. So if people are out there shopping, pick up some gift cards for us. We sure could use them, you know.
That's right, and that's what I was thinking today on this Black Friday day. You're going to a store, pick up a gift card. Make sure you set that aside for community Christmas. And again, I know that as we have spoken over the years, so many of the folks that are the recipients of this, if it were not for your organization, they really would have nothing. And as I remember, I remember in the past, even some of these young kids, which it was really tough to hear talking about, what would you like? A coat for my mother. Some of these people are going through really tough times. They need the community's help.
And that's what's good about the gift cards, because when you give a gift card, they can buy what they want for the children, you know? It's no guessing on that. And by the way, we also got a telephone coming up on December 9th. Mike Maresco will be handling that, so you can get onto that. And I want to add one more thing. Congratulations to WATD for their awards for the... Mass Broadcasting Association. Yeah, it's a great radio station, and I see you deserve it. You guys do a great job getting the word out there.
Well, thank you. Well, we have a community that helps us and gives us all the good information. We're just shining a spotlight on it. And thank you. And again, George, with people want to help out with Community Christmas, I know you have to get this stuff done before Christmas, but you will be open usually through Christmas. If people need help, how can they do it? Can they just assume because you helped them before you'll help them again?
You got to be a Marshfield resident. I got to make that, because we had a lot of out-of-towners applying for help. I guess I don't know how the word got to that, but it is Marshfield Community Christmas, you know. And again, we're not at the office all the time. That's why I set up that by the gate, that you can pick up an application, fill it out, and put it in the other mailbox if you'd like, you know. If you want to make a donation of cards and stuff, you can put it in that same mailbox, you know.
That sounds terrific. And you know what? We're going to check back with you in another week and see how the donations are going.
Well, it sounds great to me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Again, that's George Earl, Marshfield Community Christmas.